Okay, so it was my mother's 75th birthday, and this was 8 years ago, and my family gathered in Boca Raton, Florida. There's old people out there. And my family is a bizarre combination of both funny and competitive. So my brother came up with the idea of having a gag birthday present competition. The rules were you couldn't spend more than $10 on a present, and there were categories like tackiest, grossest, most outrageous, and there were trophies for the winner of each category, and then an overall trophy for best of show. I won best of show. I mean, 8 years later, and it just still makes me so happy when I think about that. And I had stiff competition. My brother gave my mother an in-home urinalysis kit. You think it's funny now? You should have seen it. And my son gave my mother a membership in Jews for Jesus. But my winning entry was an illustration. It was in the grossest category. It was an illustration of a particularly embarrassing medical condition that my mother had in 1967. I mean, it was so embarrassing that she made me swear to God I would not tell you what it was. And, you know, it was so gross that it beat out an entire dried pig's leg. With the hoof attached. But the very, very best gift was the gift that my sister-in-law, Nancy, gave my mother. My mother is deathly afraid of birds. So Nancy goes onto eBay and she searches under the keyword taxidermy. And what comes up is this pheasant, and the description is a particularly poor example of taxidermy. And I mean, it was. What feathers it had were askew. And it sort of listed, you know, to the left on its little homemade wooden base, and it had these red painted cheeks that were so vivid. I mean, that you would never see this red in nature. I mean, not even on a ladybug. So my nephew immediately names him Scott. And Scott sits on the coffee table for the whole party with my mother giving him a very wide berth. She was going to throw him away after the party was over, and somehow I just couldn't bear it. So I put Scott in a red French market basket. And I took him home through airport security with his head sticking out, wobbling down the conveyor belt, you know, and he went through the scanner, you know, and the guard smirked, and I got him back to Baltimore. And my son said, "That was so wonderful. That was so great to get together with the family for a happy occasion, because we'd been getting together for a lot of medical emergencies, and this was great." And he said, "I wonder if they could come again, like come to Baltimore for Thanksgiving." And miraculously, they all could. And I was so excited. So I set the table with linen and china and silverware. But I didn't have a centerpiece. So I went down in the basement, and, you know, there was Scott. I mean, to be truthful, I had sort of remembered him as a turkey. But he was a pheasant, and he needed a little help. So I went into the studio, and I got a quill pen, or a quill pen that with a feather on the end, and a blue feather from Santa Fe, and a feather that somebody had lost on the back porch. And I tied them together, and I put them on a headband, and I stuck it on Scott's butt. And then I got a red ponytail holder, and I doubled it and tied it to his beak for a gobbler. And put him in the middle of the table. He looked great. So the family came, and they were thrilled to see Scott again. I mean, except for my mother. They were thrilled to see him dressed up in a costume, you know, dressed up as a turkey. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll dress him up again. I'll surprise him. So the next day, I dressed Scott up as a topless dancer. And Scott had red sequin pasties. He had a G-string. And they liked that so much that by the end of the night, he had $5 tucked in his G-string. So the next day, I dress him up as a hippie. And he's got a make love, not war sign, you know. And thus our family tradition began. Now, for 8 years, different family members are responsible for hosting Thanksgiving. They are responsible for Scott, and they are responsible for the changes of outfits. Scott has been Glinda, the good witch of the North. He has been a rabbi. He has been Santa Claus, thus proving that not only is he a cross-dresser, but he is of multiple faiths. He was Obama the year that Obama was elected. He was an Amish woman. My favorite was when he was an Alaskan Iditarod contestant. He had goggles and parka and a little pet dog, you know. I mean, it was fabulous. And my niece's Brazilian au pair asked, do all American families dress up birds for Thanksgiving? And we had to say, no, you know, it's just our family. And truthfully, we now have 3 great-grandchildren who have never had Thanksgiving without Scott. So I am thankful for him and thankful for my family and very thankful that we can get together for happy occasions. And I thought perhaps you would like to meet him. Yeah. Scott is in the house. If you like, Scott will be in the lobby during intermission to sign autographs. Hawk's latest CD. He comes to you directly from Pittsburgh at my brother and sister-in-law's Thanksgiving table where he was last dressed as a proctologist. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the funniest guy at our Thanksgiving, Scott.